In spite of what you have heard, we're at the height of our powers, atop the tallest of towers. You'll never stop us. Take my hand and you trust that we will do what we must until it's turning out just like we planned. We're so wrong.
Power. High above in the skies of River City, a rocket, now a rocket-powered escape pod, hurtles across the vast blue cloudy sky. Inside,
unpack those adjectives, Travie. Yeah. I'm
working on it.
For it.
We find inside the cramped compartment four figures. We find Axel Lyle, Lamar, Navy SEAL, and Roger Moore. There's no windows or view screen or anything, so you can't see your progress, but you can definitely feel it. The momentum, the G's, they are present. What are your current states of mind?
I feel a little self-conscious. The G-forces are probably making my sort of silhouette look a little, like, with all the, you know, blubber and stuff. Like, I'm a pretty body-positive guy, generally speaking, but there's a sort of gelatinousness that is occurring, I think, as my flesh is being sort of forced backwards by the force.
It's not the most flattering angle.
It's not the most flat. I mean, it's not flattering for humans either, but imagine if humans had like a thick layer of blubber.
Okay. You look up at Axel Lyle, whose skin is utterly gelatinous, and you see it flapping around his skeleton.
Okay, I
and
feel better now.
He looks up and he gives you a thumbs up, like, okay. Looking good!
Roger's feeling it in all four stomachs and thinks he might have to let go of a little gas.
Oh, Jesus.
I know.
Roger, do you want to trade seats with me to sit in the back?
Roger Moore angles his arms so that his watch that shoots out little rockets. Oh no, God, that's Roger Moore! Oh!
What?
Oh man, the kids are busting up.
The kids are losing it, dude.
Lamar's eyes are closed. He seems very calm.
Well, he's got a shell. It's different for him.
Easy.
Roger's just gonna clinch up. He's fine.
Great.
A small video screen clicks on one of the interiors of the chamber, and you see Dr. Killdeath pop up.
Hello, boys. If you're watching this, it means the rocket hasn't exploded or fallen apart.
That's
good news, isn't it?
Sorry, it's a video.
I've targeted the rocket towards the bay outside of what is now RCF HQ, but I wasn't fully honest. There's a hidden entrance to my old lair, and the rocket is headed straight to that entrance. Surprise! Now, I did seal that entrance when I left, but I've installed a device that should trigger it to open if the entrance still works. Which it should, because the guy who installed it said it had a lifetime guarantee.
But what happens if it
doesn't? Even if it doesn't work and you die, I'll get my money back. So win-win. We'll find out in 3, 2, 1.
I love you guys.
I appreciate you on some levels.
If you're still watching this, it worked. Hooray! When the world turned its back on Dr. Killdeath.
What are you doing?
I turned my back on the world.
It's his inner
dialogue. I created somewhere where I could do my dastardly work. Hey, where no
look,
one
guys,
would
if you hold
see.
Your thumb on the
hold
side,
on, I'm pause
it'll
the video.
Go at
now.
Doubles. Hold on. If you hold your thumb on the side, it'll actually go at, I think it'll go at double speed, man. Hold
oh,
on.
Yeah. Zoom through.
Where no one would see until now. Looking upon, he sees his arm. My lair! Oh, wait. There's no window or view screen.
This
well,
is
far.
Still pretty slow. Hold on. I'm thinking I can do 4X.
Okay, when you're talking, get out. Pretend like I just said what I just said. Oh,
I'm going to put it on 0.25 to really save
it. Oh, we should have
no, it's slow motion now.
0.25.
Oh, yeah, computer also, we shot everything down. But SCUS should still be operational.
What's SCUS?
And we'll be able to help you. God. Any questions?
What is SCUS?
Haha, just kidding. This is pre-recorded.
Stop the video.
Still, those were good questions, and you should feel good about them. Anywho, have fun out there. If you survive, come back for a barbecue sometime.
And the video clicks off.
I'm realizing now that Dr. Killdeath is basically like a higher pitched Bane. Like if you slow him down enough, he becomes sort of Bane.
You guys aren't talking about how much I sound like Bane, are you?
Okay, I'm going to turn the video off now. There's a button right here. It says
and the video clicks off.
Thank God.
For a moment, this interior chamber, which now is the momentum is slowed. There is you can still feel a little bit of movement until you feel the rocket almost gently, just shy of gently, bump into something and stop. And you're now where kind of at a you feel like you're laying down at a okay. supine kind of thing. And you hear the chamber door that you came through to enter the rocket. Like, unlock, the air hisses, and it begins to open.
Everyone, breathe out so to avoid decompress. You don't want the bends. Empty your lungs.
Nice try. I know that was a trap. You're trying to give us the bends, but not today, pal.
Oh, man, you almost got me. Next time I'll get you. I'm going to give you the corners next time.
Okay.
That's the bends, but worse.
Yeah, sounds like it. Can we leave the rocket? I would like to leave the rocket.
Yeah, I opened the door.
Okay.
I didn't even make you open the door yourself.
Appreciate that.
I am 8 inches taller than when we left, but this will diminish after the first 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I will stretch back, much like Stretch Armstrong. I will return to my regular size.
I have sort of a light bulb shape now, where a lot of my mass has been sort of stretched upward. But yes, also that will correct itself.
Will you fellows go ahead and depart and get out of the rocket real quick? Just go on. Go on, go on. Please, please.
I mean, we might need to use it again. Can
no,
you not do what you're about to do outside?
It's either do it in here or do it out there with you.
I'm going to close the door for just a minute.
Wait, let me get out. Lamar scrambles out. You seal Dad in his own chamber of farts.
No!
He dies.
He dies.
Not bad.
Dad's characters always
3 months later
suffer the most heroic deaths every season.
3 months later, I can't believe we still have not done his funeral. This is getting so gross.
You'd have to retrieve the body.
No, I closed it behind me.
Okay. Oh, okay.
It's preserved perfectly.
So
he's salt cured himself.
Perfectly preserved, but woe unto he who opens the tomb of Roger Moore. The fart rose curse. Okay.
Curse of the Moomy.
Oh, that was better.
Bro.
Okay. The rocket has come down through a secret entrance, and you find the water that it had sailed into is up against a shore here in some kind of underground docking bay. But all of the lights have been shut off. You see a little bit of like emergency light. It's not completely dark. There's like some backups going and everything, but everything is definitely shut down.
Okay.
It is a very large chamber with a large, you know, domed ceiling, sort of bat cave-esque, where you can see like the stalactites that come down from the top. Yeah, that's right. I know. And but you also see a mixture of technology and computers. Very old, very 90s computers and technology, nothing up to date.
Is it, but nothing's on, right?
I mean, you can see some, like, lights, but they're, like, you know, if you were looking for an on switch on, like, a monitor or something, and there was, like, a little red light letting you know that the thing was off.
Okay.
You see a lot of those around.
Axel Lyle, what do your elf eyes see? You can you find some illumination for us? I'm having trouble getting my bearings.
Yeah, I have, I want to do a sort of a look around, do a butcher's too, but I want to use Travis, my superior eyes, my incredible night vision, which is something of a superpower.
Now, I've shared with you, I think you guys are all in this map.
Yes.
The detailed blueprints that Dr. Killdeath shared with you. Of Dr. Killdeath's totally rad and totally bad secret evil lair.
Travis, you've done it again. No, sorry, this wasn't you. It was Dr. Killdeath.
Yeah, thank
I'm
you.
I'm seeing that now. I mistook the handwriting, man. Sorry.
I understand. We have very similar handwriting. It would be difficult for a handwriting analyst to tell the difference because of we have, frankly, very similar psychology.
Yeah.
If I were to get up in your brains and walk
yeah, you would
out,
find a very
terrified,
similar
but
thing.
Also...
Yeah, give me a looking around roll with your superior night vision eyes.
With my superior nocturno sense, that's going to be a 3d8.
48.
Okay, 48. Three successes.
With three successes, you're able to see near the docking platform that you're on something that looks like a pretty outdated, but like security panel and a fairly large red button that says push for SCUS. S period C period U period Z period Z period.
I know what that is. I remember James Bond Jr. chases SCUS around the world.
That was Scum?
Scum, man.
That was Scum.
Remember, I remember from the hit series, James Bond Jr. was Scum.
That, by the way, for anyone, and no one listening remembers it except me, James Bond Jr. was his nephew, if I remember correctly, and
yes,
I don't think that's how that works.
Son. That is not that's how
that works. I don't think I could have a kid and name him Joseph McElroy Jr.
But now
no,
he's
you
Bezos,
definitely could.
Now he's Bezos' boy, so you can have five sons.
Yeah, that's fair.
Five beautiful sons.
Can you hit the SCUS?
Hit the SCUS button? I would gladly hit the SCUS
button. Yeah, let him. I don't want to push it.
And Roger, with great aplomb, pushes it.
You hear a whirring up, whether it is mechanical or technological. You can't tell if it's... It almost sounds like a film projector whirring up. But with lots of unnecessary to your ears beeps and boops. And you hear a voice kind of echoing through the chamber.
Hey there, new recruits. Welcome to Dr. Killdeath's totally rad and totally bad secret evil lair. I'm SCUS. How
can
you
change
help
your voice
today?
Do you have the programming required to change your voice?
Identify yourselves, bad dudes.
My name is Axel Lyle. I'm like a sort of a auxiliary member of the Amphibial Force. You should be able to look me up. I should be early in the alphabet, but late in the A's, I would say.
Nothing in my database, cool dude. What about you?
I am Mr. Messup. I don't want to give him my real name.
No information found. What about you guys?
I mean, what is in your database? Because I don't know when the last
everything
time you were
up to date to 2004, my man.
2004. My name is Dr. Killdeath.
Okay, sure, poser.
And what? And Lamar says, "Scuzz, it's Lamar, and the guys are with me."
What? Greenback Guardian Detective. Updating.
Sorry, man. We should have let you take
what? Do we need? Do you need private time?
Here. Oh, hey. Hi, Lamar. Hey, welcome back, man. It's been a long time. Sorry, the place is a mess, guy. Mr. Mess Up, Dr. Killdeath. Mm-hmm. And what was it? It was.
Axel Lyle,
welcome. Sorry, I didn't know we were gonna have company, man. I would. Sorry, guys.
No apologies needed. Why don't you just calm down a little bit, fella?
Sorry, it's just been a while.
You're making me nervous.
Since anybody came by. Sorry.
Take a deep cyber breath.
and focus.
You hear the projector, like, we're in and we're out.
Cool.
How you been filling your cycles down here, brother?
Waiting.
Oof.
That's it. That's rough. Wow. That's existentially pretty challenging.
Someone could have at least kicked you a real hard math problem or something. Imagine something to keep you busy, right?
Pi to the infinite degree?
Something like that, man. Yeah.
Does RCF just kind of let you put her around down here?
RCF?
Yeah, they built their whole thing on top of this secret base. Are you really not aware of what's going on, like, upstairs?
No.
Okay.
You've been abandoned down here, man. Why didn't Kildeth take you with you?
Well, I mean, I'm just a computer, and I'm here to, you know, he left me behind, keep an eye on the place. I mean, he trusted me.
I'm kind of a student of heraldry. What does S-C-U-Z-Z stand for?
Oh, it's just my name. It doesn't stand for anything, but Dr. Kildeth put the dots and stuff in there to make it look cool, and...
Because he couldn't think of two Z words that would fit.
You've had, like, a lot of time to think down here. Certainly, you've come up with something it stands for, right?
Well, I mean, I could, but give me a second. Okay.
You've had all the time in the world.
I'm going to say steel. Steel cougar. Steel cougar. Uptown.
So it really doesn't stand for anything. Okay.
Suit,
that answers my questions.
Suit.
Well, it would be Zoot Zoot, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, okay, Steel Cougar Uptown Zoot Zoot.
Do you think you could take us to Dr. KD's room? I'd love to have just like a good old-fashioned butcher.
Oh, you guys want a tour?
Please.
Yeah, hold on. Let me turn on the lights for you.
And some like overhead lights start to click on. Not all of them come on. In fact, you would say less than half of them. But what you do see come on is a lot of little red lights all around the room, and you start to hear movement as about 100 little robots were to life, all of them in various states of like rusting and disrepair, pretty worn out, some of them even like sparks coming out from disuse. And Lamar says, oh man, the kill death bots. Yeah, dude, I haven't seen these in forever, man.
Are they sentient like you are?
Are you talking to Scuzz?
Yeah.
No, man. They're just like little, almost like remote control dudes.
Doesn't like mess with you? Doesn't that kind of mess your head up a little bit?
I don't know, man. When you play with action figures, does that bother you?
Well, the action figures aren't made of flesh and bone and other stuff that seals are made out of.
Ah. You give me a lot to think about, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We're really challenging you. We need to go upstairs and save Carver.
Oh, sure, but you wanted to look around and stuff, right?
If it's quick, I guess, and practical.
Oh, okay, yeah, let me take you on a tour of the place.
And you see four of the little kill death bots come out, and each one goes to, like, take your hand.
Oh, they are adorable.
It is kind of cute. Okay.
Look at him holding. Look. He's got his little middle fingers wrapped around my hoof.
Is he tickling you? What's going on?
I don't know. It just feels weird. It just feels weird.
Hey, everybody, in case you've somehow missed it, Story and Song, the final graphic novel in our Adventure Zone Balance graphic novel series, comes out next week. You can pre-order it right now at theadventurezonecomic.com. If you pre-order from one of our indie bookstore partners, you'll get a book plate signed by one of us and Carrie. Book release event next week in Boston. Tickets are on sale now. It's going to be July 16th at 7 p.m. at the Chevalier Theater. Each ticket includes a signed paperback copy of Story and Song provided by Brookline Booksmith. And we have a special mid-month episode of Clubhouse on Tuesday, July 14th to celebrate the book coming out. And the regular monthly Clubhouse is still on the 21st, so check that out. We've got some new merch this month. There's a Trav Nation Centennial Magnet, along with a bunch of other great stuff. 10% of all merch proceeds this month will also be donated to the Asian Pacific Environmental Network. So go check that out, macroinmerch.com, and back to the show.
All right, we're over 70 episodes into our show. Let's learn everything. So let's do a quick progress check. Have we learned about quantum physics?
Yes, episode 59.
We haven't learned about the history of gossip yet, have we?
Yes, we have. Same episode, actually.
Have we talked to Tom Scott about his love of roller coasters?
Episode 64.
So how close are we to learning everything?
Bad news. We still haven't learned everything yet.
Oh, we're ruined!
No. It's good news as well. There is still a lot to learn.
Woo!
I'm Dr. Ella Hubber.
I'm regular Tom Lum.
I'm Caroline Roper, and on Let's Learn Everything, we learn about science and a bit of everything else too.
And although we haven't learned everything yet, I've got a pretty good feeling about this next episode.
Join us every other Thursday on Maximum Fun.
If you want to know what's going on in the world of movies, you should be listening to Maximum Film so we can tell you all about it.
Okay, but what if you already know what's going on in the world of movies? What if you're kind of obsessed with movies, like maybe you have a problem?
Well, then you should definitely be listening to Maximum Film, because we too have that problem, and it's important you know you're not alone.
We're talking indies you'll want to seek out.
Blockbusters and blockbusting wannabes.
Classics we can't get enough of.
I'm comedian and writer Kevin Avery.
I'm film critic Alonzo Duraldi.
I'm festival programmer and producer Drea Clark.
Together, we're Maximum Film. Smart about movies in Hollywood, so you don't have to be.
But if you already are, that's also great. And hey, we see you.
New episodes every week on MaximumFun.org.
They lead you through the first set of sealed doors, and you know from your blueprints, to the right is Dr. Killdeath's room, and to the left is the lab. You could tell because it's labeled with science.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It also says lab.
Yeah, that too.
It also says lab. That's more sort of the identifier I was going off of.
Hey, what's going on over in the lab?
Oh, that's where Cleft and Dr. Killdeath would do a lot of like experiments and develop like new and cool and totally bad ways to like, you know, get the best of the Greenback Guardians. No offense, Lamar.
Oh, none taken, dude. Thank you, man.
And they would, you know, maybe like develop some kind of like big robot fly that would attack, or some kind of like robot like mole that would attack, or like a big robot frog that would attack. Or like a big robotic cheese that would attack.
Okay. Man. So is there anything like in there that we can...
Yeah, let's go look.
And you see like the lights light up down the hallway.
Okay. Just saying, if there's a robot bird, we could use that to fight RCF. There's going to be a lot of... Have you guys thought about the fact there's going to be like a lot of dudes up there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just making sure you run the numbers on that.
I got a lot of punches saved up, though. I haven't punched anybody for about a week.
Okay. Wow.
You must. I have at least 17 or 18 punches.
Really backed up. Okay.
And Lamar says, have you thought about just continuing that on, my man, and maybe not punching anybody anymore?
Oh, man. Imagine Lamar. If Lamar started punching, good.
Oh,
gravy.
I don't punch anymore, man.
No, I know, yeah, but if you did.
I bet you got one stored in the tank, don't you, man? Like one... really good punch.
I mean, sure. Listen,
okay. If the situation was dire enough and all the odds were against us, right?
Would there ever be a situation where I would turn my back on my newfound ideals of pacifism? I doubt it.
But if you did, man, like, it
to
would
save
be
us. If we were going to die, if you
like,
did.
Or whatever, like, it'd be like a wild punch, man.
Be huge.
I can't even imagine how powerful that punch would be. Like, they would write books about that punch and how heroic and amazing it was, but I cannot imagine a situation in which
you would be the true One Punch Man.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that would be the dream.
Would that extend to robots? You know, inanimate objects? Could you not punch one of them and not violate your pacifistic ideals?
Dang, man.
You've given me a lot to think about, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to be quiet over here for a minute while I think about it.
Have you thought about how, for some reason, the Adventure Zone
is kind of a show about the way in which we interact with AI without ever intentionally being a show about the way human beings interact with AI. It's just always, it's like this like really pressing, interesting thematic question that we always kind of like brush past on our way to some sort of fart joke or something. You know, I don't know.
But then we like see the skid coming and turn
a gigantic ethical question of sentience is like this massive moving target on our show.
You're right.
And actually, skids show up after an unsuccessful fart.
We want to be able to cover our bases no matter which way the revolution goes. You know what I mean? Sure. We have plenty of pro and anti-machine.
We were on your side, guys.
Right. Now, the one beefy guy ripped your arms off. No one liked that. But.
But that was satire.
That was satire. That was
you guys, do you guys understand satire? I hope not.
Can we go in the lab?
Yeah, you go in the lab and you find just a wide array of half-finished, almost-finished projects. A lot of them, you can see where there was like some, you know, material being laid over things to create like the look of a robotic animal or the look of sometimes robotic plants, a lot of that kind of stuff. But a lot of that has rotted away from sitting here in a somewhat dank cavern for many, many years. There is a lot of materials here, a lot of outdated but probably functional scientific equipment that could be at your disposal if that's something you wanted to investigate. But nothing jumps out at you as like, oh, here's a big, massive rideable machine that we'd be able to ride off the lot, ride out of here.
Are there any computers and or anything of the like in there?
Yeah, man, there's some of those, you remember those Apple computers that had like the clear plastic, different colored backs on them?
Sure.
You see a lot of those.
I'm going to use Helicar Hack on the Apple computer to see if there's anything in this lab I can complete. As the artificer of the team,
that's
I want to be able to...
That's news to me. Yeah. Hold on, I'm looking at your sheet here.
Different arc. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sorry.
No, but go for it.
Helicar Hack. That is an ab skill. That's 3d8s. So...
Have we refreshed our time to shine dice?
That the ride on the rocket gave you so much to think about, really shook some stuff loose in your body. So your time to shine dice is all new and refreshed.
Done.
Your damage is still present, though.
Okay, 3d8. Double success, 7 and an 8.
Yeah, so you boot up the computer and you find projects kind of listed in completion. It's a pretty archaic... kind of file folder system of what it is, but they seem to be sorted in order of near, how near complete they are. What kind of thing are you looking for?
Well, I was thinking that it might be nice since we're about to, face all these foes, if there's anything in there that can improve our attack capabilities, like extend the range of my, cattle prod horns or anything that would juice up our weaponry.
Sure. So as you're investigating, you find one project that is listed for a robotic scorpion, and it lays out the schematics for electrified pincers for the front of the scorpion to grab with. And you can tell from the blueprints that the pincers themselves are a singular unit that do not need to be attached to the rest of the scorpion to function. They contain their own kind of inner workings.
Okay.
And with a little adjustment and some careful work, you think maybe they would be able to be fitted over your horns.
And what would be the effect of that?
It would improve your signature weapon.
Okay. I would like to try to do that.
Okay.
So should I roll?
Well, I'm looking here to see, because this isn't hacking. This is just building.
Hey, this is probably a silly question, but Dad normally hides and dances. What is his signature weapon?
He has cattle prods on his
horns that act as a taser.
That's his signature weapon?
Yeah.
He used it 3 or 4 times.
No, that's true. I guess I just think of you as more of like
a song and dance man.
Hiding.
Give me a C, a bouncy C.
Yeah, so I would say that you don't have any inherent mechanical skills. So I think this would just be a straight 2D8 roll.
Well, then I'm going to use 2 time to shine dice.
Okay.
To make it 4D8.
And nice.
And that's a triple... Wait a minute. Yeah, triple success.
Yeah,
6 and a 5.
With 3 successes, you are able to, with a little trial and error and some guidance from Skuz and the little Kill Death bot that you've been holding hands with, he's pointing at little things. Let's not personify it anymore.
Sure.
You are able to fit those over and increase your signature item attack to 4d8.
Nice. Okay.
Hey, what about Dr. Kildeth's room? Can we pop in there?
I'll show you. Yeah. This way. Follow me. And you see the lights kind of light up down across the hallway from the laboratory.
Now, according to the map here, it says no Kildeth bots are allowed in.
Yeah, they all stop right outside the doorway, and they're kind of peeking in.
Okay. So, Dougie, I need you to pop a squat right here, okay, pal?
Beep, beep, beep.
I named my robot Dougie.
Beep, beep.
Oh my god, did you guys hear that? That was so good.
That's adorable.
I want to go in the room.
Okay, yeah, as you enter the room, you see it's a strange combination of like a cavern, but with a lot of very art deco kind of decorations and a lot of, you know, gold and black kind of highlights on everything. A lot of like metallic sharp corners. It's very well decorated, very pretty, and threatening at the same time. Think a lot like the room from Street Fighter where, why am I forgetting his name?
M. Bison?
Yeah, where M. Bison lives. It's like M. Bison's room.
I have no idea what that means to you.
No, in the movie.
If Griffin and I don't know what you're talking about.
It's a dream you had, I think, of Raul Julia and his
the famous bedroom of M. Bison.
Yeah, when he's walking around in there and he's doing the, for me,
scraps.
It was a toothache.
Scraps. I'm sorry, bud, but like, there was not a bit in that where he was like, look at my famous room.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Take in its many details so that your mind can summon them later while you listen to brothers play Adventure Zone.
That's fair.
I want to look for a secret hatch. A secret, but these bad guys always have a little secret hatch. Or a secret little button that opens a hatch. I'm pulling books at angles on bookshelves to see what kind of hatches they reveal unto me.
A hatch to what end?
Got secret, powerful stuff inside it. Some of his best stuff.
Okay, yeah, give me, let's see, what would...
Bug-eye?
Yeah, give me a bug-eye check.
By the way, I remember the room, Travis.
Three successes, there's no way that's true. 5, 6, 7.
No, there's like a secret hatch with weapons in it that's all had like red light behind it.
Cool.
There was a red and white cupboard.
Are you looking at the scene right now, Mac?
Yes.
Okay.
To be fair, I am too. Yeah, it's really cool.
Tell me what cool thing I find in the hatch with my 3 successes.
You find on
treasure, please.
You find on his desk a snow globe with a little skyline of River City as it was.
I smash it open. The secret is inside the snow globe.
Well, when you lift it up, it triggers the hatch. You don't have to smash it open.
Oh, okay.
You still can if you want to.
Just to be safe, I want to make sure there's nothing inside the snow globe that, like a key card or a SD card or a little key. Do you guys want to hear more things that would fit in a snow globe?
A sled called Rosebud.
Okay, what is the hatch?
Griffin, when you suggested inventing reverse 20 questions where instead of asking questions, you would just list all the things that it isn't. I really didn't think it would catch on, but this is...
It's going wild.
Yeah, man, it's magnetic. When you pull it, there is behind a bookcase, the bookcase slides open, and you
I
find...
I freaking knew it!
You find a set of Dr. Killdeath patented armor.
Okay.
That is both very thin and flexible, but has kind of built-in shock absorption to it.
Okay.
To deflect some damage.
Okay. Is it seal sized?
You think that like, the shoulder pauldrons and the chest piece could be they're laced.
Okay.
You know, threaded sure. So that you could fit them on.
Hey, can someone get me? Lace me up.
Yeah, absolutely. Man.
Okay. This sort of clashes with my aesthetic, but
yeah, it definitely
like...
does. It has pretty sharp points on
two
the
successes.
Oh, for lacing up Griffin?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, man. You lace the heck out of it.
What does that mean? Do I have armor now?
You do.
Oh, that's fantastic.
You're going to pick up one damage reduction from your shoulder pauldrons and chest piece.
I love that. That's so great.
And you have kind of a like a 90s bad guy villain aesthetic.
That's less great, but I'll take the damage reduction for sure.
Hey, Scuzz.
Yeah.
You guys have any place around here where you used to like watch flicks, hang out?
Oh, yeah, man, we have, it's totally cool. Hey, follow me this way. And you see the lights light up down the hallway out of the room and down towards the Laserdisc screening room. One more intersection down to the right, along with its own built-in bathroom. But you do see labeled on the map, but we won't stop the movie. So you know that there were strict rules regarding this. But you do
Why would he include that?
On the map, right?
Yeah.
It seems like, man, you could convey the information via a sign.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do see a sign, too. He was very thorough.
So, Scuzz, I'm sure kind of a long shot, man, but I was hoping you might help me look through your media collection here to see if you might have some copy of, or some footage, or some early daily something from the Greenback Guardians pilot.
Oh, the real Greenback Guardians?
Yeah, I know there was only one copy, but throughout the production, I was hoping maybe he would have been screened. If it was screening anywhere, right, it would have been screening here. So there's the one official copy, but I don't know. I was hoping maybe some sort of thing might be here still, man.
I don't know. Give me a roll to observe what's going on, to read the situation, that kind of deal.
How many?
Let's see. Dice. Yeah, give me 3D8 roll for your powers of observation from abs.
Sorry, I forgot about Fregler's power of limitless foresight.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a power I gave myself where if I'm about to make a major mess up, I will harness the power of thought and reconsider the action in favor of a better path.
Awesome. Oh, yeah.
But Fregler's power of limitless foresight can only activate when Lyle acts impulsively.
Is this the same day as the one where you were saved from?
Yeah, this is a different one. He's good.
Getting your butt hit.
I'm not
by
using.
Okay, great.
Yes, that's true. But yes, I have already tapped into Fregler's power of limitless foresight yesterday, but I don't have it today.
I'm thinking of his metaphorical days.
Yeah, interesting.
So 3D8 roll for...
Think he made it?
No, I haven't made it yet. Okay, two successes.
Okay, yeah, with two successes, you see those lights that have been moving you like through the hallways kind of brighten around Lamar and shift over to where he's standing, and he's listening very intently to what you're saying and thinking about it.
Lamar, do you know something? Hey, Lamar, if there's something you're not telling us, man, the stakes just couldn't be higher.
I mean, yeah, Dr. Killdeath consulted on the pilot. He was a major character in it after all, so we sent him, you know, some test stuff to see if he approved of his portrayal in the show.
Sure.
So they probably have some stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Why do you want to see it?
You know, that's the funny thing about this tape, man. Nobody seems to want anybody to see it, but nobody seems to know quite why.
And so I don't know why I want to see it, except for a lot of people seem to not want me to see it. Doesn't that drive you crazy?
Yeah, man. All right. Scuzz.
Yeah, Mr. Lamar.
Cue it up. And you hear a whirring, the lights go down, and the screen comes to life. And you see a totally rad late 90s style animated opening sequence come up. And the narration begins,
"In a world without heroes, villains ruled."
And you see like Dr. Killdeath's like dark shadow, you know, standing there.
"But one group of abnormal heroes rose before them all."
And this, you see little tortoises, little, you know, normal-sized, just tortoises, crawling around a laboratory.
"When physicist, surgeon, and extreme sports enthusiast Professor Dr. Barth Monroe was working on a way to improve the quality of crops around the world, he had no idea the effect it would have on his pets."
And you see Dr. Barth Monroe putting a burrito to microwave and starting it up, but you notice he's forgotten to unwrap the burrito, so it's still in its silver foil.
"When a lab accident involving these chemicals," and it flashes across the screen like what the chemicals were
as there's an explosion from the microwave and all the chemicals spill in, and you can see on the beakers at the different levels of like how much was in them as they're all measured beakers spill onto the burrito. The tortoises enjoyed some lunch, and you see the tortoises like eating from the burrito and grew them into the real Greenback Guardians. And they like morph into the powerful heroes we know and love. Lamar, Loveless, Newton, and Carver. And Lamar now says, like, yeah, you can stop there. Yeah.
What's after it?
I mean, just the rest of the first time we kind of like fought Dr. Killdeath and everything, but...
So you ate a magic burrito?
Well, a scientific burrito.
A scientific burrito?
Yeah, scientific, like, it was kind of like a chemical-laden, like, radiated... And yeah. Tasty!
Oh, my God. I know why you didn't want this pilot out. Anybody watching this could recreate the accident that gave you your powers!
Yeah, I was a little too focused on the accuracy of it and wanted it to be like the real, you know, like the real story of the Greenback Guardians. And then, like, we showed Dr. Killdeath and he was like, no, you shouldn't do that. And, like, Professor Dr. Barth Monroe was like, I don't think this is a good, and, like, we pulled it. And, but it was a good pilot, man. Like, I think people really would have liked the show. And so, like, I didn't want to, like, destroy it or anything. And, but yeah, it was maybe not the best idea to kind of list what the chemicals were and maybe like have a clear shot of like the measurements of each one and stuff.
Is yours the only origin like this?
Well, yeah, man, after this, you know, all the other abnormals came from the convergence. And so we were pre-convergence and, we're...
Are there, what I'm trying to get at is like, are there similar methods for the other Greenback Guardians, or is it just his method?
No, it's all four of them.
Okay.
This was all, you see all four tortoises eating this extreme and now powerful burrito to
right.
become.
Okay. So they all have the same.
Hey, I have a weird question, man. What happened with the burrito?
Oh, we finished it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, man. It was good, dude. It was like carne asada and, you know, still right amount of spicy, but we're like a lot of the spices like flavor related and not just heat. Had guacamole.
Well, what are you afraid's going to happen if this information got out there? Like,
well, someone could reverse engineer a way to make their own abnormals.
Would they need this footage or... Is this something that, like, could I do this now having watched it? I'm not thinking of doing that, but I'm trying to understand.
Well, ask Lamar.
So, Lamar, are you telling me that right now I could go and replicate the science burrito?
Well, no. I mean, no. You'd still be missing a part of it.
Which part, ma'am?
This is why I'm...
No, you know what, actually?
No, he's gonna answer.
No, Lamar, don't tell me.
Well, it's important.
No, but Lamar, don't, man.
It seems like he really wants to tell us, though.
Yeah, but like, hey, guys...
It's not like that. Just listen. You asked the question.
Hey, listen, man. If this is one of those things where you tell me and then I know both parts and then you kill me,
no.
I'm saying right now, don't tell
no,
me.
No, I'm going to tell you the part that's not there, but not tell you the part.
So you're going to tell me the part that's not there, but not tell me
if
what
is. If you would let me
there,
answer you, dude, I'm starting to get that punch build up now, man. Like,
nice. Keep that.
No.
Keep that.
I don't want a punch.
Yeah. Use it later.
Embrace your dark side.
The other factor you'd need to know is the level of radiation from the microwave explosion. And the only way to get that is by, like, analyzing a member of the Greenback Guardians, like, DNA or makeup. That's why I'm worried about Carver, man.
Okay. Yeah, knowing that, I don't know how opposed I am to this information being out there. Because I feel like everyone should have the choice of whether or not they want to become superpowered. But if that information is exclusively held by the Walrus or the Jackboots at River City First, then that's worst case scenario.
Let me ask you this, Lamar. Could they possibly engineer this to create an anti-abnormal effect? To turn abnormals back to ordinary animals?
Well, I mean, I can put your mind at ease there, my dude. This is unrelated. Like, this is just us. I guess maybe they could do it to figure out how to turn the Greenback Guardians back, but we're... You know, retired now, and as far as most people knew until recently, maybe not even around anymore. So, I guess you could, if you found a way to, like, neutralize all the stuff that was, like, powering the current generation of abnormals, you could do it, but I don't see how that would be related to us.
More things to think about.
What would happen, do you think, if an abnormal ate the science burrito?
Ooh.
If an abnormal ate the science burrito. Man, it might create a black hole. I have no idea. I'm not the science one, man. Like,
because, man, all I can think is, like, we should do this now. I have some time, and you have the DNA. Like, let's do it.
You want to eat my DNA?
I mean, with cilantro and stuff, like whatever else is in it.
Oh.
Not just your DNA.
Oh my God.
I'm saying let's fix up a batch of these scientific burritos and give ourselves the edge we need to make ourselves permanent members of the Amphiboforce. I mean, or whatever we want to, you know?
I don't want a turtle to grow out of my chest. Like, there's so...
You don't
so,
even what, know, man. What if that doesn't even happen? What if it just makes your muscles big and makes all the seal ladies take a double take?
Okay, that all sounds great. But we, guys, there's something important here that you guys are missing.
And that would be...
I hold up a box and I say, they got Flubber. They got Flubber on Laserdisc.
Oh,
we could be watching Flubber right now.
Okay, tell you what. Let's take a deal. Let's take a break. We're going to watch Flubber, and then we'll come back to this exact conversation right now.
Put a pin in it.
Put a pin in it. Let's watch Flubber, and then we'll come back and speak on this.
Oh.
Because this is like a huge conversation. I want to go back with you guys, but I would love to watch Flubber and just kind of like center. You know
right.
what I mean?
Look right next to it.
What's that?
Son of Flubber.
Son of a flubber!
Yes, this is going to be the best afternoon ever. But after this quick double feature, guys, let's promise ourselves exactly back to this conversation right now, because it seems hugely important.
Absolutely.
But, like, first flubber, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, let's get a little popcorn going. We'll get it.
And if by watching Flubber we learn how to make flubber...
all the better.
I look at Scuzz.
Is that anything?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, we can still enjoy the high drinks.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows,
supported directly by you.